This is the Sakar Murli of 26th of September 2025. Essence. Sweet children, when you remain constantly aware that you are establishing your golden-aged kingdom by following Srimat, you will experience infinite happiness. Question. Which children are unable to digest the food of this knowledge? Answer. Those who make mistakes, those who become dirty and impure and then come and sit in class, are unable to digest this knowledge. They can never say God speaks, lust is the greatest enemy. Their consciences will continue to bite them inside, and they will become those of the devil's community. Om Shanti. The Father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. Which Father is he? You children have to praise that Father. It is remembered, Shiv Baba, the truth, Shiva, the true teacher, Shiva, the true guru. He is the truth. You children know that you have found Shiv Baba, the truth. You children are now becoming those who follow the directions of the One according to Srimat. Therefore you have to follow Srimat. The Father says, firstly become soul conscious and remember the Father. The more you remember him, the more you will benefit yourselves. You are establishing your own kingdom once again. It was your kingdom previously. We, who belong to the deity religion, take 84 births and are now at the confluence age in our final birth. No one but you children knows about this most elevated confluence age. Baba gives you so many points. Children, if you stay in remembrance very well, you remain very happy. However, instead of remembering the Father, some children get caught up in worldly matters. Remember that you are establishing your own kingdom according to Srimat. God has been remembered as the highest on high. His directions, Srimat, are the most elevated. What does Srimat teach you? Easy Raja Yoga. He is teaching you how to attain the kingdom. You have come to know the beginning, middle and end of the world from your Father, and you now also have to imbibe divine virtues. Never oppose the Father. Many children consider themselves to be serviceable and become very arrogant. There are many children like that, but they are sometimes defeated and their intoxication then disappears. You mothers are uneducated. If you were educated, you would show wonders. Amongst the men, there are some who are educated. You Kumaris should glorify Baba's name so much. You previously established the kingdom according to Srimat. You changed from ordinary women into Lakshmi. Therefore you should have so much intoxication. Here people sacrifice their lives for a study worth a few pennies. Oh, but you are becoming beautiful. So why do you attach your hearts to ugly and impure ones? You mustn't attach your hearts to this graveyard. You are claiming your inheritance from the Father. To attach your heart to this old world means to go into the extreme depths of hell. The Father has come to remove you from hell. So why, in spite of that, do you turn your faces towards hell? This study of yours is so easy. None of the rishis or munis know this. No teacher or rishi or muni can explain this to you. The Father is also your teacher and your guru. Those gurus relate the scriptures. They shouldn't be called teachers. None of them say that they can relate the history and geography of the world. They only relate things from the scriptures. The Father explains to you the essence of the scriptures and also tells you the world history and geography. Is this teacher good, or are these teachers good? No matter how much you study with those teachers, how much would you be able to earn? That also depends on your fortune. If while studying, someone has an accident and dies, all of that studying would be finished. No matter how much or how little of this study you study here, none of it will go to waste. Yes, if someone doesn't follow Srimat but performs wrong actions and falls into the gutter, the things he studied do not finish because this study is for 21 births. However, if he falls, there is a great deal of loss for cycle after cycle. The Father says, children, don't dirty your faces. There are many who dirty their faces. They become dirty and then come and sit here. They would never be able to digest this knowledge. They would have indigestion. Whatever they hear would cause them indigestion. They would be unable to tell anyone, God speaks. Lust is the greatest enemy, and you have to conquer it. If they haven't conquered it themselves, how can they tell others? Their consciences would bite them inside. They are called those who belong to the devil's community. While drinking nectar, they also drink poison, and so they become 100% ugly. And every bone of theirs is crushed. The gathering of you mothers should be very good. Your aim and objective is in front of you. You know that there was the one deity religion in the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. There was one kingdom, one language, 100% purity, peace, and prosperity. The Father is now establishing that one kingdom. That is your aim and objective. 100% purity, peace, happiness, and prosperity are now being established. You show that Sri Krishna will come after destruction. Write this very clearly. The one golden-aged kingdom of the deities of one language, purity, peace and happiness is once again being established. The government wants this. Heaven exists in the golden and silver ages, but people don't consider themselves to be residents of hell. You can write, in the copper and iron ages, everyone is a resident of hell. You are now at the confluence age. Previously, you too were Iron Age residents of hell. You are now becoming residents of heaven. You are making Bharat into heaven by following Srimat. However, courage and unity are needed. When you go on a tour, show the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan. It is very good. On it write, the original, eternal deity religion and the kingdom of peace and happiness are being established according to the Srimat of Trimurti Shiv Baba. Have large pictures with big writing on them. Small children prefer small pictures. The bigger the pictures, the better. The picture of Lakshmi and Narayan is very good. You must simply write on that, the one Trimurti Shiv Baba, the truth. Trimurti Shiva, the true teacher. Trimurti Shiva, the true guru. If you don't write the word Trimurti, they would wonder how, since God is incorporeal, he could be the teacher. They don't have this knowledge. Make pictures of Lakshmi and Narayan on tin and place them everywhere. Establishment is taking place. The Father has come to establish the one religion through Brahma, and he will destroy everything else. You children should constantly have this intoxication. When some of you are unable to come to the same decision about a trivial matter, you very quickly get upset. This happens all the time. Some would be on one side and others on another side. Then the opinion of the side that has the majority is taken up. There is no need to get upset over that. However, some children sometimes sulk because their ideas are not accepted. However, what is there to sulk about in that? The Father consoles everyone. Maya has made everyone sulk. Everyone is sulking with the Father. Since they don't even know the Father, why should they sulk? They don't know the Father who gave them the sovereignty of heaven. The Father says, I uplift you all, and you then defame me. Look at the condition of Bharat. Among you too, there are very few who remain intoxicated. This is the intoxication of becoming like Narayan. You mustn't say that you will become like Rama or Sita. Your aim and objective is to change from an ordinary human into Narayan. How could you then become happy with becoming Rama or Sita? You have to show that you have courage. You mustn't attach your heart to this old world at all. Anyone who attaches his or her heart to anyone will die. There will then be a great loss for birth after birth. You are to receive the happiness of heaven from Baba. In that case, why should we still be in hell? The Father says, when you were in heaven, there were no other religions. Now, according to the drama, your religion doesn't exist. No one thinks of himself as belonging to the deity religion. What can be said if a human being doesn't know his own religion? Hinduism is not a religion. They don't even know who established it. So much is explained to you children. The Father says, I, the death of all deaths, have now come to take everyone back home. All of those who study well will become the masters of the world. Let's go home now. This place is not worth living in. Because devilish dictates are being followed, a lot of rubbish is created. The Father would say this, you people of Bharat, who were the masters of the world, are now stumbling around so much. Aren't you ashamed? There are some among you who understand this very well. It is number-wise, after all. Many children are still asleep. Their mercury of happiness doesn't rise. Baba is giving us the kingdom once again. The Father says, I uplift these sages, etc. They can neither grant liberation to themselves nor to others. The true Guru is only the one Satguru who comes at the confluence age to grant salvation to everyone. The Father says, I come at the confluence age of every cycle when I have to purify the whole world. People believe that because the Father is the Almighty Authority, there is nothing he cannot do. Oh, but you impure ones, call out to me to come and make you pure. Therefore I come and purify everyone. What else would I do? There are many who have occult power. My task is to change hell into heaven. That is created every 5,000 years. Only you know that the original, eternal religion is that of the deities. All other religions come later. Aurobindo Ghosh started his ashram recently, 1926. Now look how many ashrams of his there are. There is no question of becoming viceless. They believe that no one can remain pure whilst living at home in a family. The Father says, whilst living at home with your family, remain pure for just one birth. You have been impure for birth after birth. I have now come to purify you. Become pure for this last birth. There are no vices in the golden and silver ages. The pictures of Lakshmi and Narayan and the ladder are very good. It is written on them, there was one religion and one kingdom in the golden age. You have to explain in the right way. You must also teach and prepare the old mothers so that they too can explain at the exhibitions. They should show this picture to everyone and tell them, it used to be their kingdom, but it no longer exists. The Father says, now remember me and you will become pure and go to the pure world. That pure world is now being established. It is so easy. When you old mothers sit and explain at the exhibitions, your name will then be glorified. The writing on the picture of Sri Krishna is very good. You should tell them, you must definitely read this writing. Only by reading this will you have the intoxication of becoming like Narayan and the masters of the world. The Father says, I am making you become like Lakshmi and Narayan. Therefore you should also be merciful to others. Only when you benefit others can you bring benefit to yourself. Teach the old mothers in this way and make them clever, so that when Baba asks for 8 to 10 old women to come to explain at the exhibitions, they will instantly come running. Those who do something will receive the return of it. When you see your aim and objective in front of you, you have great happiness. I will renounce this body and become a master of the world. You will be absolved of your sins according to how much you stay in remembrance. On the envelopes it is printed, one religion, one deity kingdom, and one language. That will very soon be established. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long-lost, and now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning, from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Never sulk among yourselves or with the father. The Father has come to console you, therefore never get upset. Never oppose the Father. 2. Don't attach your heart to this old world or an old body. Remain true to the true Father, the true teacher, and the Satguru. Constantly follow the Srimat of the One and be soul conscious. Blessing. May you become a master bestower of fortune and give everyone an experience of attainment with your tapasvi form. Just as the sun gives the experience of light and many other perishable attainments, in the same way, each of you tapasvi souls has to make everyone experience rays of attainment with your tapasvi form. For this, first of all, increase your account of accumulation. Then, become a master bestower of fortune and continue to give whatever you have accumulated. The meaning of being an embodiment of tapasya is to experience the rays of the power of silence spreading everywhere with your tapasya. Slogan: become humble and continue to give respect to everyone. This is true upliftment. Aviat signal. Now ignite the fire of love and make your yoga volcanic. People now say that this is good, but they do not receive the inspiration to become good. There is only one way for that to happen. Become the volcanic form collectively. Each of you has to become a living lighthouse. You are serviceable and loving. You have one strength and one support. And all of that is fine. However, it is when you have the stage of being a master, almighty authority, that everyone will then begin to circle around you like moths. Om Shanti.